5 across, 3:15, 16. Okay. He's risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. We're just going to start our service with the prelude here, so everybody can listen in for a second.
Thank you.
begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Continue with the introit. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The Lord is my strength and my song. Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power.
Your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy.
You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed.
You have guided them by your strength to your holy will.
You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain.
The place of the Lord, which you have made for your abode.
The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, for our redemption, you gave your only begotten Son to the death of the cross, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of the enemy. Grant that all our sin may be drowned through daily repentance, and that our day to day we may arise to live before you in righteousness and purity forever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for this Easter Sunday is from Acts chapter 10. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right and acceptable is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he's Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle comes from Colossians chapter 3. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." This is the word of the Lord. The gospel lesson is from Matthew chapter 28, beginning at the first verse. "Now, after the Sabbath, towards the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I told you.' So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, 'Greetings.' And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to him, 'Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Thank you. Grace to you in peace this Easter morning from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. That first Easter morning, I don't think, was all that different from this Easter morning. You have the people of God here represented by Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, not Jesus' mother Mary. And they are stuck contemplating death. It's been on their minds over the day of the Sabbath, the period of time where no work was to be done. All day, sitting, eating, staring, talking about what had happened, about dashed hopes for what was going to happen, about the unfinished jobs preparing the body, about what to expect when they could get out, about how do we roll away the stone, about just what this means. And then on top of that, there's an earthquake, something completely outside of their control, seemingly random and terrible. And the soldiers, the representatives of the state, were there as well to make sure that the narrative about this death didn't get out of hand. Death and fear all around. Yes, I think we can commiserate this year with the Marys. A virus, random and terrible, and outside of our control. Quarantined away in an unbidden Sabbath. Bombarded with media messages of what to think, to do, to believe. And even if the death toll is nowhere near the doom predicted, it still hangs over everything. Early in the morning, the Marys went to see the tomb, laboring under the burden of fear and death. But when they got there, it wasn't at all what they expected. That earthquake, well, they found out that they had friends on high. An angel of the Lord had descended and had rolled back that stone and was now sitting on it smiling. Those soldiers and their narrative control, well, for fear of that angel, they were trembling and became like dead men. And his first words, stop fearing. Do not be afraid. I know the burden you are carrying, the fear and the death. I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. That death, stop thinking about it. He's not here, for he's risen. All you who are treading under a heavy burden of fear and death, stop. Christ is risen. He's defeated death. And this is important. We're not talking about some act of flim-flam. Oh, it's just a spiritual metaphor or any of the other weak-kneed glosses of this morning. Because the angel offers proof. Come and see where they laid him. The body's gone. The tomb is empty. The soldiers are still there. They didn't let him out. The Marys are the first disciples to the tomb. Nobody has stolen it. But the body is not there. He's risen. This is the Christian hope. This is why we can stop fearing. Yes, forgiveness of sins is very important. We need that enemy defeated. And yes, the world is a terrible enemy, but even the world doesn't escape death. Death is that giant maw, that infinite black hole that sucks in everything. Death is the great enemy. So fearsome, it just shows up and demands its tribute where and when it wills. But the body isn't there. It couldn't hold him. He's risen. The angel bid them to come and see. But God is superabundant in his grace. As they were leaving the tomb, now with fear and joy, Jesus himself appears. And they come up and took hold of his feet. Now, there are two things you should know about feet. The first is simply the rule of ghosts. Ghosts never have feet. Ghosts just float there. Ghosts are not connected solidly to the ground. They aren't of the earth, grounded. Jesus had feet. He had feet that Mary took hold of. Not only was the body not in the tomb, the body was in front of them in the flesh. He's risen. We believe in the resurrection of the body. Death is not a black hole anymore. Christ has made it a sieve. We pass through it and receive that new resurrection body on the other side. A body no longer subject to sin and death. A body for the new heavens and the new earth. A body with feet. And that brings me to my second point about feet. If you were with us Maundy Thursday, you might already have guessed it. After the angel tells the Marys to come and see, he bids them to go and tell. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. Likewise, after the Marys have seen the feet, Jesus tells them, don't be afraid, go and tell my brothers. These are beautiful feet. These are the beautiful feet of the messenger. The beautiful feet of the one on the mountain who brings good news, who proclaims to Zion, your God reigns. Your God reigns over sin, over Satan and the world. And now he reigns over death. Don't fear. He's risen. Now go and tell. You've seen the empty tomb. You've heard the testimony that starts with that angel and goes to those Marys who get up and go tell Peter and the boys. And those apostles go and tell the world right down to you. The tomb is empty. His feet, he's risen. Death can no longer appall. And your feet have been washed, have been made beautiful. Go and tell. Go and tell the hope that lives in you. We too shall rise. Go and tell the story. I once was lost and fearful and huddled, but now I'm found. Go and tell. I was a slave to sin, but now I'm free. Go and tell. There are brothers and sisters who need to hear. There are brothers and sisters walking under a burden of fear and a burden of death. But he's risen. Stop fearing. Go and tell. He reigns. He has put even death under his feet. Jesus' last words to the Marys, go to Galilee, and there they will see me. This too is part of the Christian hope. Not only do we expect the resurrection, but from afar we see a better country. One built by God. And in that far Galilee, in the body, with feet, we will see our Lord. Today, we hear the word and we see the signs, But soon the signs will give way to reality. No longer under bread and wine, but in the body. No longer in our daily bread, but we shall hunger and thirst no more. No longer in the providence of the sun and moon, but the Lord himself will be the light in the midst of his people. Today, we come and we see by faith. Soon, we will see him. He's risen. You've seen. Go and tell. Amen. Are there any prayer requests? Okay, well, let's rise for prayer. And in peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord. For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
On this much different Easter morning, we give you thanks that here and scattered throughout the world, we are still able to hear your message. We pray for the church at all times and in all places, that as we join with angels and archangels in worship, you may always be glorified. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray for those who are leading this nation, and both in national and also local. We pray for your wisdom to be with them in the midst of trouble. And we pray for your blessings to be upon us to lift the fear and uncertainty and death that we struggle under. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
And we're praying today for warm weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
We pray for those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel. Let us pray to the Lord. Specifically, we pray for all of those who are working in the medical fields. We pray that you would keep them safe and that they may treat their patients and bring them to health. We also pray for those who continue to deliver needed things for the sustenance of our lives and your continued providence. Let us pray to the Lord. For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
We know that the disease hits the poor hardest. We pray that you would relieve them, and especially even in places, you know, we ourselves here are wealthy enough to often sidestep it. We pray for those who are not. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
And for the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who are on our hearts and minds. Help us to put down our burdens of fear and go forward and tell of your great mercy and love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all of our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us join together in a prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and to give you his peace. Amen. He's risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah.